plumb across.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say that yourself?
I don't think so. I don't know. I
uh-huh.
have used it.
Uh-huh.
But it means entire.
Uh-huh. Sam, if you had a lot of company, didn't have enough beds for everybody, for the children, you might make a
pallet.
Okay. And you'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very... Talking about land, you'd say, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Okay. Or another word meaning rich, you'd say the soil is very...
fertile.
Okay. What different kinds of land are there?
Well, let me see. There's the... there's soil, different kinds of soil, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's rich soil, there's clay soil, there's poor soil. When it's worn out, you know, after you have planted, they say.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they rotate crops.
Mm-hmm.
Because plant the same thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the vitamins out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's... I said clay, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
There's loamy soil.
What's that like?
Loamy is more like sandy
mm-hmm.
soil.
Is it good or bad?
Well, for certain things, each soil has its own its own particular use.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things grow.
Mm-hmm.
You take, for instance, now, spinach.
Mm-hmm.
You plant spinach in a sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
And but you wouldn't plant mustard greens in such sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And it's the kind of flat land along a stream or river that's overflowed in spring and it's good for planting.
It's loamy.
Well, I don't mean the soil now. I mean just the, what would you call that section of land?
Sobby.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking something like a...
wet, know, where there's too much dampness in mm-hmm. it, in the soil. And
mm-hmm.
Well, as I say, each soil has its own uses.
Mm-hmm.
You take one thing, it'll grow in this soil, it won't grow in another.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of lowland or bottom land?
Yes, bottom land is land down on where the creek is,
mm-hmm.
where water stands most time.
Mm-hmm. Something
Or sometimes it's near the river.
Uh-huh. What, something of, there's a creek and river and what else is there?
Lake.
Mm-hmm. Well, flowing water though.
There's a river,
mm-hmm.
and
what about something smaller than a creek?
Brook.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, that's what I just can't think of it now. But
what about
you? Name the creek.
Uh huh.
The creek, and.
What about bio?
Bio?
Uh-huh.
Well, sometimes there is a bio, but the water isn't always running
uh-huh.
in it.
That's sort of a more sluggish?
Yes, the water stands where it's a deep place, don't you know?
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a stream flowing along and the water suddenly dropped off and went on over, that would be a...
current?
Like Niagara.
Oh, falls.
Okay. You'd call that a... Is falls what you call it?
Yes. For instance, you take